You have to turn the clock there?
This is a test of constraint.
The Gemara says in the Testament days, Ubibiya, Manolan. How do we know there's such thing as Kiddush Ubibiya? Amar Rav Bar, Rav Yochanan, and Amar Kav, Ulas Baal. Right? It says Ulas Baal. We'll come back in a moment to where it says that. And the drasha is Malami Shnasalam Baal Al Yidei Beila, but Ulas Baal sounds actually it's pretty much shot in the pasuk through the Beila. He becomes the Baal, meaning they become married through the Be'ilah. Amar le Rav Zeira le Riyahu, v'yamar le Reish Lakshad le Riyochanan, ke'ura zu shashana rabbi yuv'ala melami shniksa v'biyah. Right, is there something, ke'ura le Rav is ugly. Right, is there something wrong with what Rabbi Darshan, that ki'ikach ish isha uva'ala? Uva'ala means that the likuchin is done through biyah. What's wrong with Rabbi? The answer is imi hasam have a miyad bekadosh oder baal. No, Rabbi Yochanan says if it only said rabbis kiyikachish isha uva Allah, I would have thought that you need kiyikach is kicha kicha is kesef ish isha uva Allah means you need to do two things to get married. You need kesef and bia. Kamashvelon. Therefore, we need bulas baal to teach us that only one thing of bia is good enough. And then, of course, once you know that one thing of bia is good enough. So also one thing of kesef is good enough.
Why would you assume that the bila of Nisui?
Why couldn't you assume ki yikach ish isha va'Allah means kiddushin nisuin, which some Rishonim will see later do mention. It might be a pshat in the pasuk. And perhaps because they understood that what is the parsha ki yikach ish isha va'Allah? It's the pasuk. It's the parsha of Gittin. So maybe they understood that as far as Gittin goes, there's no difference between Eirusin and Nisuin. Meaning, you need to get after Eirusin just like after Nisuin. Therefore, they understood. You know, again, I don't know what's the pshut or something in the simplest sense. In terms of the simple halachic sense, since the point of the parsha is to say, if you want to get divorced, you need to get, and you need to get even after Eirusin. Therefore, they understood you could darshan this parsha as referring to Eirusin. Come on, mask of Lord Rabbi Bar Mamal, Im Kain. Naram Rasdam Rachon Beskila Hechi Mashkachasla. If you would have a Havamina that you need Kesef and Bia for Kiddushin, then the Torah says a Naram Rasa is Beskila if she's a Basula. A Naram Rasa Basula is Chayiv Skila as opposed to Chenek. How can you have a Narma Rasa Basula? If you always need Kesef and Bia to do Erisin, then every Arusa is already a Ba'ula. Ida Akhtish Hadar Ba'al Ba'ulahi. Right? If you did Kiddusha Kesef and then Bia, she's a Ba'ula. Ida Akhtish Lo Ba'al, and if you did Kiddusha Kesef without Bia, then according to this Havmin, a lot of Tlamu, then she's not married at all, so why would she be Chayiv any punishment? So in other words, how could you have thought that that's what the Pasuk meant? The answer is, no, we would have thought that the Pasuk was only referring to a case where the Arus did Kedushe Kesef and Bia, but he did the Bia Shalok Kedarka, so she's still a Basula. I'm like, Abaye, no, that's not true, because Adkan lo pli Rebbe Rabbanan lo ba'acher. Rebbe Rabbanan, we'll see a little later, argue whether a Stam person, a stranger, if a girl is Nevel Shalok Kedarka, is she considered a Basula or not? That's Machlokas, Rebbe and Rabbanan. But everyone agrees that a husband, even if he only does Bia Shalom Kedarka, she's called a Ba'ula. Everyone agrees to that. Mayhi, what's this case? That's a tangent. Titanya Bola, Yura Noshim, Asara Noshim, Adaini Basula. 10 men were Bol her Shalom Kedarka, and she's still technically Basula. She has the Basula. Kulam Beskila. She's considered a Basula the whole time, and they are all Beskila. Rabbi Omer ni Arishon Beskila v'kulu b'chenek. But Rabbi says, no, the first one is Beskila, but the rest are b'chenek, because she's considered a Be'ula afterwards. So Rabbi says, Be'ula means anyone who has any sexual experience. Therefore, whether she is Nevelos Kedarka or Shalom Kedarka, she's called a Be'ula. Well, the Rabbanan, at least, seem to say at first, that no, Be'ula means that they broke the Besulim. And so as long as she still has a Besulim, she's still a Be'ula.
But this doesn't prove anything. This is still Baal Kherim. He's trying to prove that by the Baal, it's the...
Yeah, so this is, that's what I said. This is just a tangent. This is just a tangent for like how we know there's a Rebbe and Rabbanan. This isn't really part of the argument. The real part of the argument was by the Baal, everyone agrees. This is just the tangent. Is now that I mentioned Rebbe and Rabbanan, I should show you where the Brice is that there is a Rebbe and Rabbanan. So what do we see here? Interestingly, we see here that, and this is a fascinating question. This comes up in many different halachic contexts, and the answer is different in different halachic contexts. What's the definition of basula? Does it depend on sort of the physical state of the basulim, or does it depend on the experience which she has undergone? Right, so Rebbe says, as long as there's a biya, she's a ba'ula, whether kedarka or shalom kedarka. Right? The chachamim say, no, only biya kedarka makes her a ba'ula. Biya shalom kedarka does not make her a ba'ula. However, what do we see? They both agree. You might think, well, that's not our main topic. You might think Rebbe says ba'ula is, and ba'ula is defined by sexual experience. Once she's nevela, she's a ba'ula. And the chachamim think it's just defined by a physical part called basulim. And as long as she has basulim, she's a basula. But we see that's not true, because everyone agrees if the aros is boel shalo kedarka, she becomes a ba'ula. Meaning, what seems to be the machlokas here? Rebbe says, no one thinks the definition of basula and ba'ula is just a matter of a physical part of the body called basulim. Because then, no matter who is boel shalo kedarka, she'd still be a basula. So that's not a sheet of either of the tanaim. What are the two sheetas? Rebbe thinks that any woman who's had any experience of bia is considered a ba'ula, whether kedarka or shel kedarka. And the chachamim think, no, only a woman who's had a more significant experience of bia, which creates a certain, kesher, you know, which creates a certain relationship between the two people, I don't necessarily mean a good relationship or it, but a powerful relationship, is considered a ba'ula. So in bi'ila kedarka, so that creates a big roshem, and that's a way of Chazal Darshan, Davak Be'ishto means Kedarka. So therefore, no matter who does that, that makes her a Ba'ula. When it comes to Shalom Kedarka, so only someone who she's in a context of a relationship with, like an Oros, makes her a Ba'ula. Okay, but Lamaisa, everyone agrees that if the Oros is Bo'ul Shalom Kedarka, she's a Ba'ula, so now we're stuck again. How do you have Narama Rasa Beskila? Only a Narama Rasa Basula is Beskila. But according to this Havamina that Rabbi Yochanan says we would have had, a Narama Rasa is always a Ba'ula. So the answer is no problem. After all, there's a third modality of Kedushin. And the answer is, Amr Nachmar Yitzhak, Mashkachalach, Gon Shekidjit, Mashtar, Hol, Gomer Motzi, Gomer U Machnes. No problem. We can find this case in Kedushin Shtar, meaning when we had a Havmina Darshan the Pasuk. Yeah, there's not a sheet, there's just a Havmina. That you need Kesef plus Bia. How does Shtar fit in? So it's not that you need kesef plus bia or shtar plus bia. No. Shtar, gomer motzi, gomer machnes. And shtar is motzi. Divorce is by itself. Therefore, misvara, v'yatz v'haisa, shtar marries by itself. So we're saying the havmina bini, you need kesef plus bia or shtar by itself. And the case of Narmaras basula is when you did kedusha shtar by itself. And therefore, that would have been a valid havmina. That's what you need. Ba'ulas ba'al to be motzi from that havmina. Okay, the Gemara never explains technically why, what Rebbe would say back to Rabbi Yochanan. Next thing we're going to say what they each do with each other's tzokin. But what does Rebbe say back to Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan says, I need Bulas Baal, because Uva Allah, I would have thought you need both Kesef and Bia. Why does Rebbe think Ki Yikach Ish Ish Uva Allah means Kesef or Bia? Why doesn't Rebbe think it means both Kesef and Bia? So most Rishonim here, like the Ramban, the Rashba, and the Ritva, say, really, the Yesod of the Machlokas, Rebbe and Rabbi Yochanan here, is the famous Machlokas between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia, is every Vav an and or an or. Right? We know in modern day Hebrew, we might say Vif for and O for or. Although still, sometimes you say and we mean or. Right? Like how do I get to, you could take a cab and you could take the subway. Which I mean, you could take a cab or you could take the subway, right? So it's a little unclear. So in a stam pasuk, when it says two things, it connects up with the vav, what does it mean? So this is machlokes between Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonasan says that a stam vav means and, you need both. Rabbi Yoshia says a stam vav means or, you need either one of them. So you could say that Rabbi Yochanan holds, like Rabbi Yonasan, that a stam vav means and. So you would think you need kesef and bia, unless you bring in the drasha of Ba'ulas Baal. But Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yosha that a stam vav means or. Therefore, he reads the stam pasuk. He got his ishu va'ala when a person gives money to a woman or is boil her. And that's why Rebbe is not worried about Rabbi Yochanan's hafamina. The shidul no little me. Yeah, I have that in the chorus. Says a little differently. He says Rebbe darshins from state kicha kicha, just like state Ephron is acquired with kesef without anything else. So too, a woman is miskadeshes with a kesef and not anything else. And since kesef works alone, and it says uvala, then b also has to work alone. Okay, so you have two technical explanations to Rishonim. How come Rabbi Yochanan says it would mean kesef plus bia, and you need bila's baal to make bia work by itself? Why does Rebbe think that it means kesef or bia? Either because he holds like real show that every vav means or because he learns from Stei Ephron that kesef works by itself. In which case, Rebbe and Yochanan are arguing about the hakir we had the very first day, I think. How strong is this lima from Stei Ephron? Is it mamish the same thing? Or is it just an igloi milsa that we're talking about kesef? And Rebbe thinks it's mamish the same thing. If kesef works by itself for Stei Ephron, it works by itself for Isha. Okay.
Or they should have a reason not to want to pull that spot.
Ah, okay, so hold that thought, but that's already getting ahead of ourselves. Okay, now we've read some lines of Gemara. In my humble opinion, I think the most interesting part of this sugya is the Machlokes in Rashi and the Tosfos Riazaki. What does it mean, Be'ulas Baal? What does Rabbi Yochanan learn from Be'ulas Baal? Which Be'ulas Baal? So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Be'ulas Baal. That sounds like it should be from Kiseitze.
Yes.
When a person is found to committing adultery with a woman who's bulas baal, so they get chiyuv misa. The Tosfos Riazaki, that seems fairly reasonable to us, meaning that's found in the Torah in the context of marriage law, right? Seems like a reasonable place. The Tosfos Riazaki, though, says something interesting. He says, v'hi b'ulas baal. The deeper maskel is v'hi b'ulas baal, meaning his girsa in the Gemara had v'hi b'ulas baal. V'istigarsi ki matzei shachim shu b'ulas baal. He knows some people have a girsa like Rashi, but his girsa in the Gemara had v'hi b'ulas baal. Where did it say v'hi b'ulas baal? By Avimelech, right? Hashem says to Avimelech, hincha meis al yisha shalakachta, v'hi b'ulas baal, that Sarah is married to Avram Avinu. Why is this Tosfos Riazaki interesting? Because the Ramban already attacks this Tosfos Riazaki in Skirsa and says it can't be v'hi b'ulas baal, because that's talking about Akum. That's before Mountain Torah. Right? We can't bring rayas for Kiddushin from Hilchas Bnei Noach. Right? We have to bring rayas from Kiddushin from Yisrael, from post-Mountain Torah. So the Ramban says it can't be, then he has some other technical problems. But his main objection is, it can't be learned from Be'ulas Baal, because that's Bnei Noach. So here we have a fascinating machlokas. Rashi and the Ramban say, we learn from Ki Yimatze Ish Shochet Misha Be'ulas Baal, which is said about Jews. And the Tosfos Riazaki said that we learn from Behi Be'ulas Baal, that's his main girsa, which is said about Goyim. Which is surprising to us at first, because first of all, in general, we don't learn from Bnei Noach from Goyim, and especially something like Kiddushin, which the Rambam at least told us that the whole point of Kiddushin is to be different than it was before Mount Torah, different than the Goyim, Mekadesh Amu Yisrael, the Chup of the Kiddushin. We wouldn't think you should learn from Bnei Noach, but nonetheless, that's the Girsa of the Tosfos Riazaki. So, if you ask sort of like, what's the Yisod of the Machlokas here, right? If here we have Rashi, and who says, Im Isha Be'ulas Baal. And the Tosfos Riazaki, who says, Vihi Be'ulas Baal. You know, what are they really arguing about? You know, it's just, okay, maybe that was just his girsa, but what's whoever wrote his girsa arguing about? So I think you could explain this on one of two levels. They could be arguing about, really, they're arguing about whether you can learn Jewish Kiddushin from non-Jewish marriage. So they could be arguing about the Jews or about the non-Jews. One way is to say they're really arguing about the non-Jews, and Rashi is l'shitase. How would Rashi be l'shitase? The Gemara in Sanhedrin says one way is to say they're arguing about, right, that what's the yisod hamachlokas? The yisod hamachlokas is about goyim. Rashi, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, the ish asher yinafes ishes, ish asher yinafes ishes re'ehu mos yumas anu'efanu afes. A man, if he commits adultery with the wife of a man, if he commits adultery with the wife of his fellow, then he's chayiv nisa. So the Gemara makes two drushes. The wife of a man, this excludes the wife of a katan. Right? If you commit adultery with the wife of a katan, then you're not chayiv. The wife of his fellow, this excludes the wife of a goy. So what do these two exclusions mean? So the Ran has a machlokas with Rashi. They are both of them. Rashi says, what do both of these exclusions mean? They mean, prat l'katan, ein ishus l'katan. A katan cannot be married, right? Under bar mitzvah boy can't be married. If he can't be married, then that's why you're not chaymis. What about, eshein afs eishmei eyu prat l'akam, ein kiddush l'akam. Basically, there's no kiddushin for a katan, and there's no kiddushin for a guy. And that's why there's no chiyuv misa, because there's no kiddushin. So Rashi says there's no kiddushin for a guy. The Ran argues on him there, and the Ran says, no, that's not pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara says, you're potter from misa for this situation. It sounds like there is kiddushin. There's kiddushin, you're just potter from misa, al pi gzeiras hakasam. And therefore the Ran says, there is kiddushin for a katan. Oh, how did the katan get kiddushin without the as? Okay, maybe through yibum. And there is kiddushin. Although we'll see another possibility. And there is kiddushin for a guy. Kiddushin bia, not kesem shtar. Ulas baal yesh lahem. Just as exeris hakasam, you're not chayiv misa. So the machlok is Rashi and Ran there in Sanhedrin whether there's kiddushin for a guy or not. So maybe this would be Rashi l'shitase. Ain kiddushin la'akum. If goyim don't have kiddushin, then you can't learn from the pasuk said by goyim. While he would hold like the Ran, who says yesh kiddushin b'al akum. There is kiddushin for a goy. There is a special gzeiras hakasam that your pots are from misa, but there's still kiddushin for a goy. There are a lot of gzeiras hakasam that your pots are in certain punishments. That doesn't mean that there's no such metzias. As a matter of fact, the Rishonim argue, is there a lav of niyuf by Eishes Akum? So again, this might depend on this question. There's no kiddushin. Maybe there wouldn't be a lav if there is kiddushin. Then maybe there would. So one way of understanding is that they're arguing about goyim. Can we learn kiddushin of Jews from goyim? Well, that depends. According to Rashi, goyim don't have kiddushin. There is such thing as v'davak v'ishtav ha'yilavasar echad. He admits that goyim have relationships, right? After all, it is usher for goyim to commit adultery, right? It's one of the Shevet Mitzvot B'nei Noach. But that's not kiddushin. Rashi says goyim don't have kiddushin. They don't have a kinyan kiddushin. They just have some natural metzias of family structure. But they don't have a halachic chalos kiddushin. The Ran says they do have a halachic chalos kiddushin. Okay, there are differences. We can make kiddushin in three ways, and they can only make kiddushin in one way. And our kiddushin, you know, there are a lot of technical differences. But maybe that's the machlokas. If you hold goyim have kiddushin, then learn Jews from goyim. If you hold goyim don't have kiddushin, then it's silly. Of course you can't learn Jews from goyim. That's one way of explaining the sod of the machlokas. However, there may be a more a way with more far-reaching applications. Maybe they're arguing about Yisrael. Maybe they're arguing about the nature of kiddushei bia for a Yisrael. Because we find in a few places that kiddushei bia seems to be different from kiddushei kesef and shtar. Where do we find this in a few places? So, for example, there is, I'm not saying we paskin this way. As a matter of fact, I'll even be comfortable saying we don't paskin this way. But nonetheless, there are shitas that a chirish v'katan can do kiddushei bia. Everyone knows a chirish v'katan cannot do kiddushei kesem and shtar. But there's a famous Yerushalmi Yevamos. The Yevamos is a perik chirish. Talks about how a chirish gets married, gets divorced, and basically meet the Rabbanon. You know, they made a marriage and divorce for a chirish. And therefore, he can use sign to get married, and he can sign to get divorced. And even though his get is not valid midaraisa, that's okay, because his kedusha weren't valid midaraisa. So his get works midrabanan, and it uproots the kedusha midrabanan. That's what the Bavli says. The Rishami says something interesting. It says chir shenosh bikachas etc. Ketzad oser romeiz v'unosin logita. He signs to give a get. Kshem shu romeiz kach who nirmas. And basically, just the same way that he married through signing. I don't know if they had sign language in those days, but they had signing. He can get divorced through signing. Masnisa b'shekidusha b'kesef. This is true. This principle of Mishnah is if he did kedusha kesef. Kidusha b'be'ila, kedusha b'maisa, gerusha b'ena maisa. If he did kedusha bia, his kedushin are daraisa, that's maisa, and his get is not daraisa. Basically, stuck forever. He can't get divorced. What did the Rishonim say of it? Kherish does kedusha kesef and shtar, that's only midrabanan. Special takana to take care of the kherish. But if the kherish does kedusha bia, that's maisa, that's daraisa. Therefore, he can't get divorced because his get is not valid daraisa. So the Yerushalmi thinks that a cheresh can do kedusha via daraisa, even though he doesn't have das. Likewise, there's a funny Rashi Madura Kama. Never sure what to make of this Rashi Madura Kama. The Shidu gets in Ksuba's quotes every other line. Rashi Madura Kama, which is very much more wild than our Rashi. I don't know, maybe it's just I'm used to our Rashi. That's always hard to tell. But I think it's just much more wild ideas than our Rashi. But he quotes here from whoever this Rashi Madura Kama is. Says the Shidu Gebetzes in Ksubas, he says, he says basically someone did invalid Kedusha and then sent gifts. We don't consider those gifts to be Kedusha. Okay, bein balu kanu, but bia is kona. Bia makes kedushin. Mashmal alter samachli kedushin. Sounds like bia right away makes a valid kedushin. One of the cases in valid kedushin was pas mishar prut. Okay, so bia does kedushin. Mekadesh milva. Bia does kedushin. Was katan. A katan can't do kedushin, but bia does kedushin, and it sounds like right away. He knows you could say if he waits till his bar mitzvah and does bia does kedushin. How could it be that right away a katan's bia does kedushin? Says the Avagav, the Kaddish Kiddush, like a Lamemer Ba La'alter, and even though a Kaddish does Kiddushin, you can't really say that La'alter right away he did Bia and made Kiddushin. No, Ebi Lo Sukona Chi Yigdal, Yagdil, because obviously he can't be Kona the Bia until he gets Bar Mitzvah. No, Ikala Okme, Bekatan Benteisha Shana. No, you could say it's a 9-year-old Kaddan, should be also Bia, right? In Halacha, under 9 is not a Maisa Bia, over 9 is a Maisa Bia. A 9-year-old Kaddan can do a Maisa Bia, he can do Kiddushin. Aval Kaddish Kesav Shtar in Lo Yad. But he has no ability to do Kiddush Kesav Shtar until he's 13. So what does Rashi Madura Kama say? Something radical. A 9-year-old kid, a boy between 9 and 13, can do Kiddush Bia, even though he doesn't have Das. So we see, not these are mainstream Makoros, but we see Makoros that you don't, even someone who's not a Bar Das, can do Kiddush Bia. Not only that, so we see, apparently, the standards of Das are somewhat relaxed for Kiddushei Bia, right? And according to Yerushalmi, and according to Rashi Madura Kama, you can have a lot of Bar Das, Chirish Shota V'Kata, maybe not a Shota. Shota doesn't know what these do in the cloud, but a Chirish and a Kata who's 9 years old, who know approximately what they're doing, can do Kiddushei Bia. We don't pask in this way, but still, it's striking that by Kesav and Shtar, there is no such Yerushalmi or Rashi Madura Kama. And by Bia, there is. So it makes you wonder what's going on. Not only that, what if you don't have Das Bechlal? Now that would be very radical. Could it be that Kiddushi Bia is Kona without Das Bechlal? I mean, that would be ridiculous, right? Then every time a boy and a girl do Znus, you're going to say it's Kiddushi Bia. So that sounds ridiculous, but maybe there are three ways in which you can have Kiddush Bia without Das Bechlal. Like Mamish just intending to do Znus. Number one, the radical sheet of Shmuel and Yerushalmi. Now this sheet of Shmuel and Yerushalmi, I don't know what to do with. Like, if you really implemented this in the real world, it would be crazy. Like, it just, I don't know how you'd run a society according to Shmuel. Okay, so I have a kasha on Shmuel that it's not so practical in society. But that doesn't change the fact that it's Shmuel Shita. What does the Yerushalmi say in the very beginning of Kiddushin? Ad Kedom B'Yisrael. B'Goyim, how did Goyim get married? Rabbi Boshu Relojik, Siv Hin Chameis Hoshash Shal Kach B'Yibul Esbal. Al B'Ulos Echayim Hin Chayam Al Rusos. They're only chayiv through bia, not through just erusin of kesef and shtar. Mil said Rabbi Elazar, who's just kavan l'knosa. Of course, Rabbi Elazar says, when does a guy have marriage through bia? If he has kavana to get married, right? I don't know, a good guy, they have a nice ceremony, right? They go home, they sleep together, and now they're married. But Shmuel, Milsad is Shmuel, I'm a philosophical scholar, says, should Shmuel Goyim are married with Bia? Even without Kavana.
What about if he's Kavan Lusnus?
Even if he's Kavan Lusnus, look at the case. The Mar Rav Yonim Shem Shmuel, Rav Yonim Shem Shem Shmuel. Now again, if you ask me, am I really going to go out and make courts for Bnei Noach and Paskin this way and think I'm going to run the world? I don't know. It's a little crazy. But it's Shmuel Shita. In the end, I'd say, like, let's hope we don't pass him like Shmuel. Because then, like, we'd have to kill everyone nowadays. But what does Shmuel say? Zon omedes b'chalon. Chalon, by the way, doesn't mean a window. Chalon, like in the Mishnayos in Me'ilah, just means a nook. Right? A side room. The zon is sitting in the, you know, like in Me'ilah says, taking this window, taking that window. The zon is sitting there. Two customers come. The first one's Potter, but now she's married to the first customer. What do they call him? John, right? She's married to the first John. So now the second John is Chayiv Misa for adultery. The Chinas Kavim Shalik Knosa, but the first guy had Kavana for marriage. Obviously not. So, Mamish Nos. Now, he doesn't say it's by Yisrael, he says by Bnei Noach. Even by Bnei Noach, it seems a little crazy. But he thinks no. V'davak the ishto v'hayul v'aser echad means be'ulas baal. That if there's be'ila, he's the baal, right? If he's hayul v'aser echad al v'yitveikus, then it's ishto. He thinks that for Bnei Noach, kiddushay bia is kona or bia creates ishus, even without das bichlal. Even if you mamish intend to do znos. Now that, even for Bnei Noach, that's very radical. For Yisrael, no one would say that. However, there is an interest in Shita in the Achronim. I'm not convinced that it's correct. As a matter of fact, I'm fairly convinced that it's not correct. But it's a fascinating Shita of the Rishonim. Makes an interesting diuk in the Rambam. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Nar Basula. Didn't we learn this 2 years ago? Right? Mestamo, we mentioned this for Kevasa Mishnah. I can't tell you what shiur number. The Rambam says something interesting in the beginning of Hilchas Nar Basula. He's talking about Onas Umefata, right? Everyone remembers 2 years ago the Onas Umefata. So he says, what's the case here? He says, Hamafuta shlorotzali nosei lemefata, shlorotzali yilitna lo, shlorotzali hu lichnos. If they didn't want to do Nisuin and Knisa, then he pays the knas and we don't force him lichnos. But if he runs of a kansa, but if he is konas, he doesn't pay the knas, etc. How does he use the lushan of what he does? Nisuin and knisa. Nisuin means nisuin. What is knisa? What does lichnos mean in shas? What stage of marriage is lichnos referring to? The nisuin. Knisa is nisuin. In the jargon of shas, knisa means nisuin. So what does the Rambam keep talking about? He keeps talking about doing nisuin. The onus of a fata has to do nisuin, right? The fata has to do nisuin if she wants, and the onus has to do nisuin if he doesn't want to pay the knas if she wants. He keeps saying you have to do nisuin. Why doesn't he say you have to do kiddushin? Why does the Rambam keep saying nisuin and not kiddushin? Right? Why doesn't he say l'rotza likach, l'rotza lekadish, right? L'rotza le'eros? Why does he only use a lashon of nisuin? So, I'll be very honest here. If you ask me, I would say, you know why you use Lashon Nisuin? Because you have to do Kiddushin and Nisuin. The onus is only Yotze if he does Kiddushin and Nisuin. And the Mefata is only part of the Kasvi, Kiddushin and Nisuin. When he says Nisuin, he means, of course, Kiddushin and Nisuin. I just want you to know, you can't stop after Kiddushin. You have to go all the way. That's what I would have said in the Rambam. However, the Mekevitz HaMishnah says an interesting shot. He says, right? What is he right? Divra bin Brum, Divra Alf Michos Nam Ravur Mlashon Rabinu. He thinks it's clear. All you have to do is Nisuin. Ain't Sarch Yashavi Kadshena. Yup, you don't need Kiddushin. The onus of Mufata doesn't need Kiddushin. He only needs Nisuin. El Sagib Nisuin Levad, the Hainu Chuppa, Obil Shemishas. And Nisuin is good enough. You don't need Kiddushin. The onus of Mufata doesn't need Kiddushin, only Nisuin. Okay, he's thinking a very literal read of the Rambam. I would not have had such a literal read. I would have said the Rambam meant even Nisuin. But he reads the Rambam as only Nisuin. Okay, then the pasuk. How does he marry with only Nisuin? What happened to Kiddushin?
Rabbi, see, you explained then, because the whole purpose was to get the Moara of the Sulos. You didn't explain the pasuk. So, of course, you need Nisuin, because that's the only place you restore the Moara of the
Sulos. Hanakami. The question is, do you need Kiddushin first? That's orthogonal. So he says, where's the Kiddushin? You should know some handing my freya beyoshos nosla irisin. Vimino codes ain't kind of feel real Kiddushin. What does he say? He says that if you do the right thing afterwards, right? That's what they used to call it in America back when they cared Bechlal about these things. Right? Back when, before my time. Right, but like in the old days in America, when they weren't firm enough to never do snus, they were firm enough to care about propriety, right? So if a boy and a girl, whatever, doing the right thing means marrying her afterwards, right? And then that makes it okay. So says Merkabas HaMishnah, exactly, he says that's Mefurish Rambam. He says that, you know what? If you do Onas U'mefata and then say, that's it, I'm leaving, it's not even Re'ach Kiddushin. No Shmuel here, we're not Goyim. No, it's nothing, it's just snus. This is mamish nus, onus mefata is nus. But if afterwards you agree to continue the relationship, then igloim milslam afrei, it's kedushibia. Even though your kavanah was for nus and you had no das whatsoever. Now here, it's not just the Yerushalmi Rashi Madur Kama. The guy had das, but he wasn't technically old enough and healthy enough to have das. Here the guy, mamish was just doing nus, mamish mefata, mamish just sleeping around. Says Shmuel, for Goyim, that's marriage. That's wild. Says it becomes a Mishnah. Even for Jews, that's marriage, optionally. If you decide to take it in the right direction, Igloim el Sodom Afreya was Kedushay Bia, even though your Kavanah was Nus. That is a radical idea. No one would say, if I give a girl a birthday present, then later on I can decide that Igloim el Sodom Afreya was Kesef Kedushin, right? You're not going to find a Shita like that. No, it has to be Kesef Kedushin at the time. But somehow this Bia, according to the Merkabas HaMishnah, which I admit is, I don't think it's the right shot of the Rambam. I can't prove it. Says even without das it counts. And I'll point out one other thing.
There's no Eidim.
What? Who says there's no Eidim? Maybe there is. How did he get caught in the first place? Okay. Now, I'll point out one other thing without getting it. Yes.
What should be optional to marry her?
Why should it be optional? Well, that depends if he's an onus or a mefata. If he's an onus, it's not optional. Why should it be optional? I guess the Torah wanted to have a balance. On the one hand, you should try to make things right. On the other hand, you know, it's a big deal to marry someone, and maybe it's too harsh of a punishment to make him stuck with her for his whole life. So therefore, the Torah decided it depends. If he was an onus, then the Torah didn't have so much rechmanis on him and says he has to marry her. If he's a mafata, the Torah says, well, it wasn't totally his fault, you know. And therefore, the Torah says, you know what? We're not going to make you miserable for the next 100 years. You don't have to marry her. It's just preferable to marry her.
If she doesn't want, it's
good. If she doesn't want, of course. Yeah, that's different.
It
yeah.
can be right. Because the rabbi has the case of Rosh Hashanah, Moda Benitzas. So there are no Eidim. The rabbi Mamon is a mafata, as a husband. If there were Eidim, there'd be no Shavuos Moda Benitza.
Okay, unless you say there were Eidim, the Eidim just didn't know if it was Onus or Mefata. Right? They knew there could be, but it's hard to, you know, go to court of law nowadays, try to prove what's Onus, what's Mefata, and that's one of the trickiest things, probably the trickiest thing in any court of law is to prove what's Onus, what's Mefata. It's very, very, very hard. Even when it's 100% clear, it's hard to prove. Kolshkin, if it's actually not clear. Yes. Now, also I would point out, there's a third case where Kedushay Bia might be Kona without Das. And that is Yibam. So now this is tricky. Remember, we discussed this. So is Yibam Kedushay Bia, or is Yibam not Kedushay Bia? Right? You don't need Das, right? If you fall off the roof and land on earth, then that's Yibam, right? Bein b'mezid, bein b'shogeg, bein b'ones, bein b'ratzon. Right, it's
it could be like Isur Arayos if it's not Mishan
Biya. Could be, although most poskim say not. The notary who discussed that. So that really depends on the discussion we had in Daf Dalet Amud Beis and the three answers in that Tosfos. Is it that why is Yibam Kona? Is it Kona because the Inyan of Akana Kama Shame? Nothing to do with Kiddushin. The point is to have kids. And we all know Bia is that which leads to having kids, and that's why Bia creates Yibam, but it's not through a Kiddushin trap. It's through a Mitzvah Kamashin trap. Or no, maybe Bia creates Yibam through a Kiddushin trap. It's just that. Right? Rashi says in Yivamos, the Torah apostled Kesav and Shtar for Yivama and left Bia. But if Yibam is Kiddushin Bia, then we see something peculiar. That at least in one case, you can have Kiddushin Bia without Das. Although, that's not clear. It could be Yibam's not Kiddushin Bia. Remember we had the Marshal, we had a whole cover sheet not too long, decent while ago, a few months ago, right? The Marshal brought down the Chakira. Is Yibam a kind of Kiddushin, or is Yibam just Koneb because of Hakam Hashem? Right? Is Mamish, he's marrying her through Kiddushin Bia? Or no? He's trying to have a kid, which is the right thing to do when the person's brother died. And therefore, once he's trying to help his brother by having a kid through Bia, which is the Maisa, which leads to having kids, Mela, he's connected because he's taking over for his brother.
And wasn't, maybe I was remembering, it wasn't like you read that it's either Hakam Shame or institution is that you're restoring your brother's Kedushin? It's not that you're creating a new Kedushin.
No, so it can go either way on that. I don't think that's the way you put it. I think we put it as, are you creating a new Kedushin? Or through the Hakam Hashem, you're stepping into and continuing your brother's Kiddushin. Because either way, there's a result of Kiddushin has to come from somewhere. So anyway, we see here something very, very peculiar about Kiddushin Bia. That we already have five potential makoros for not needing so much das in Kiddushin Bia. Number one, the Cheresh. Number two, the Katan, which are not practically thinking the wrong thing, just unable to think with proper das. And three cases where you practically think snus. A, ben Noach, or to Shmuel, which is only ben Noach, so according to Rashi, wouldn't be relevant anyway, only Tosfos Yerzakin. B, onus of a fatah, according to the Rekemes HaMishnah, shot in the Rambam. And C, Yibam, if you say that Yibam is Kiddushin Bia. But these are all unique to Kiddushin Bia, as opposed to Kesef and Shtar. Mm-hmm. Now we see other things that are interesting about Kiddushin Bia, right? Two things in the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Pei Aleph, right? Megarish is Ishto Velani Mo Bapundiki, right? A divorced couple shares a hotel room. Divorced couple shares the hotel room. Machlog Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Hillel, they're married. Okay, if you look, we're not learning that sukkah. If we were, I would tell you, look at the Sefer Iftar, who has a totally different shot in that Gemara, and says it's not actually referring to a divorced couple. But the pshat in the Gemara, and it says it is, right? says Megarish is Ishto Velani Mo Bapundiki, right? So they're married. Why are they married? So Beis Hillel seems to have the way we paskin, based on two shitas that they're married. We paskin that the case is where there were only Eidei Yichud. All the Eidim just saw them go sleep in the hotel room. They didn't see what happened behind the locked door. So what are the two shitas that make them married? That Beis Hillel holds. Number one, Eidei Yichud, Eidei Yichud counts as Eidei Bia. And number two, Ein Anamos Bila. So once there's Eidei Yichud, we have Eidei Bia. And once you know there's Bia, Ein Anamos Bila, so Bila's Nus. And therefore, he did Bia's Kiddushin. And therefore, they're married. Well, that's a lot. You should know, Agav. Okay, it's the big machlok zakonim, whether that's a suffik or a vadai. You know, but I'll pilum this, even if it's a suffix. You know, it's still significant. This does come up a lot of lemaisa nowadays. People actually do this in real life cases. And then you get into these serious shilas. and again, simple shot is that, except for some very funny going quote in the Rambam, but simple shot is that, again, if a guy goes mamish to a zona, so then he's doing a bilas nus. If people are mamish and some sort of scene where they're, sleeping around, then that's bias nus. Over here, we're talking about a case where there is some relationship going on, right? They used to be married. So it's at least a reasonable suffix, whether intended to do nus or intended to rekindle the old flame and go back to Charesh Yemenu Kikadem. So we say, also bilas nus. Okay. What? Moshe
didn't send this to.
So we'll talk about that. So, we'll get to that. Okay, so, where do these, number one, it's very strange, really? Like, you need edus for marriage, for Kiddushin. a deyikud count? How do you really know there is bia? I mean, people never sleep in a hotel room without bia? I don't know. I haven't taken a survey. I haven't done a proper statistical analysis.
That's the problem. Not the chayalot in the tanks.
Okay, let's not get into that now. I'm not going to comment about those kind of current events. It's a little too hot of a topic. And also, whatever, I just don't want to, besmirch people. I have no problem commenting theoretically about how we should structure an army. But once already we bring up, I don't want to, chas v'shalom, say anything bad about Jewish boys and girls. But...
What, you were going to?
No, in abstract. When they weren't actually, we weren't talking about Jewish boys and girls. Anyway, Lamaisa, though, we all know that it could be that people sleep in a hotel room together without engaging in bia. It wouldn't be a nice... So it's a very, and not to mention that, even if they did engage in bia, we didn't really see, right? So how could this eidos really count? And here we have a very, very, a very difficult question. It seems to break all the rules of eidos. Could you imagine your Masada Kedusha and that's the standard of eidos you have? Oh yeah, you know what? As long as you just see from the outside that people are going into a room, the stomach, they did Kedusha there. You saw the chassid was dressed in the tux and the kala had a white dress, so that's good enough. You saw them do the kiddushin. We at a court of law, you sued someone in Bezdin, and you would never accept that kind of eidos, right? So why do we have such a low standard of eidos? What is pshat in this heini nevi? You can heini nevi bia. And here there are one and a half or two main directions in the Rishonim to explain this. The main sheet in the Rishonim in Hein Hein Eide Yichud Hein Hein Eide Bia is Hein Hein Eide Yichud Hein Hein Eide Bia. The Mordechai that I put here on the Makor sheet in Kedushin says you would use the same logic for Kedushin Kesef. Say this is not an exception. This is the normal rule. By the way, this is Halach Lamaisa all the time. Masada Kedushin should be careful about this. The chassan goes and he takes out the ring. And the kala sticks out her finger. And he says, Hareat Mekudeshishli, whatever the rabbi tells him to say. And the eidim, they get distracted. There's a bird, all of a sudden they hear the drone that's taking the proper chuppah pictures, and they look up, and all of a sudden, the ring's on her finger. Okay, well, they never actually saw him give her the ring. How do they know what happened? Right? What if they didn't mamish see? Does that count as eidos? So says the Mordechai, and says as the main explanation that long Shutmar Rabbi Grittenberg, which is quoted in the Zekeel and Shulchan Aruch, but mostly found in the first Shuvas Maimonios after Sefer Nashim, he says this is not an exception. This is the normal rules of eidos. Normal rules of eidos is that if you have a strong umdana and karav levadai, that's good enough for eidos. Okay, maybe to kill someone we'd have a special standard, but this would be acceptable. Did he mamanas and Isra Heter and Kiyushe Kesef, Kiyushe Shtar, Gabrishin, it's the same thing. They never saw the husband give his wife a get. Saw the husband was holding the get, though. And then they saw the wife had it in her pocket, and Mistama, how else would she have got? Okay, that's good enough. Okay, so according to the main answer to Maharami Rittenberg and the Mordechai, it's not an exception. It's just that the standards of Aedis were lower than we thought. So you could say, number one, that this is not an exception, just the general standards of eidos allow for filling in gaps. And this would be very useful, the Masada Kedushin, when the eid taka gets distracted by the drone or a bird or as a sneezing fit, and doesn't see the Kiddushin, he's still a valid eid Kiddushin. That's fine. Kesef Shtar Bia, as long as you saw more or less the story and you more or less know what went on, that's good enough. Okay, that's a Kiddush, but that's the Shita of the Mordechai, the main Shita of the Mordechai that we... Okay, it's not an exception. Standards of eidos are a little lower than we thought. Another possibility, which in the Tshuvas Maimonios he mentions... briefly, although it's not his main approach, you could say that it is an exception. But why did they make this exception? Can anyone imagine, using their common sense, why they would make such an exception that will lower the standards of Eidos in this case?
It would be Pritzos they were married.
What?
The fact that they were married already.
Okay, that might help, but still, you still didn't see it. Ben says, because it's Zeus, right? After all, this is the third, by the way, this is one of the biggest issues nowadays. Not political issues, but halachic issues. Can you lower the standards of Eidos if it wouldn't be tzniastic? Right? Where does this come up?
Tvila by
Gerim. Tvila by Gerim. By Giyorot, right? My Gerim Mela. Okay, we're not so. But, right, this is the big issue, right? What do the Edom or the Bezdin have to see in Tvilas Giyoris? Right? This nowadays, people fight about this all the time. On the one hand, using the normal standards of Eidos, you have to see. On the other hand, it's not Sneas. Right? So, where do you draw the line? And there's a million different shitas nowadays exactly what to do. But this is a very, very big issue with a lot of sensitivity nowadays. You know, on the one hand, you want to be sensitive to Sneas and to people's feelings, etc. On the other hand, you know, you want to be sensitive that someone shouldn't have the ability of someone else to question whether they're really Jewish or not. So it's a very tricky issue. But this is the big issue, right? Do we have different stands of Eidos when it wouldn't be Tznius? This also comes up in the Rabbi Kiva, long Shop Rabbi Kiva Eger. How about Shtei Saros by a girl? Right? Remember, it's not enough for the girl to be 12 years old. Mm-hmm. To be Gedol Shifts is Shtei Saros.
Right.
Two pubic hairs. Okay, who checks that?
Nobody.
Who's made on that? No, I think theoretically, if we really needed to know, who's made on that? Right? Do you need two adult men Edom? Okay, that's a little funny, right? So this is a whole sugya, and Rishonim, and Achronim, and says Rabbi Kiva Eger, he says, well, for a boy to see if he's Shtei Saros, you need two kosher Edom. But for a girl, you can just have women check him out, even though women aren't normally kosher Edos. Okay, now, you have to figure out exactly where that's coming from. Obviously, it's coming from the idea of tzniyas, of propriety. No, so exactly how he gets it to work halachically is not clear. Is this a Rabbanan distinction? Is this a Daraisa distinction? But this is a big issue all over Shas. What happens when it's not tzniyas to look at something? How do you do Eidos? So, in the Choose My Money, he has one line where he says, and also, well, it's not proper to have Edom on the Bia. And therefore, Masra Kasav L'Chachamim, Hashem, the Torah gave the Chachamim some latitude in setting the standards of Eidos. And they said, well, you know, Kesef and Shtar, okay, that you have to look 100%, like, do a good job. But Bia, they said, just look at the Yichud, because beyond that would be improper, and that's good enough, that's close enough. And then, okay, how about Menachem, Kederacham, Menachem? You know, what if you want to kill someone for Gilead Rice? Okay, then you have to look a little more than the Yichud, but you still don't have to see the actual Bia, just to see acting Kederacham, Menachem, moving in a way of people engaging in Bia. And he says these are all standards that they pick because it's Tznius. So you could say there's an exception because of Tznius if you understand that Masra Kasav HaChamim, that when the Torah gave the rules of Eidos, the Torah left some latitude to the Chachamim. And you understand, I mean, the second thing is not much of a chiddush, I hope, that tznius is very important to the Chachamim, and that should be a factor in how we interpret the rules of the Torah, then we understand. And again, this would be nogea to a lot of big issues nowadays. The Shtei Saros is not a big issue nowadays. No one actually checks boys or girls for Shtei Saros. You know, it's not so relevant in modern day halacha. But for the Geiros, this is the big issue. And I'm sure it comes up in other places also that I'm not thinking of. Okay, so you could say it's an exception because of Tznius. Maybe, and this is the Mordechai and the Maharam. And this is one suggestion of the Maharam. It's not his main Mahalach. But the Maharam is the Shot, who was my mother's. It's not his main Mahalach. What?
The Maharam,
you
told
him,
the one
that
you mentioned about the fear of the Lazar.
Correct, that's a good point. Meaning that first derech would work very well. How come the Edi Hasima could be Edi Masira? No one saw him hand over the gat. No, it's close enough. Very good, excellent. And now, here's the speculation. And we have a mucker. But could it be that it's just that Kiddushe Bia is an exception? Could it be that just Kiddushei Bia is an exception? Not all tznius cases are an exception. Maybe kedusha bia is an exception. Why would kedusha bia be an exception? Well, number one, we'll point out, they tell Rav Yazakin learns kedusha bia from Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach don't need edim. Better. Why does Rav Chaim say you need edim for kedusha and gerushin? Ah, so Rav Chaim says, you know, he says this, he actually doesn't say this explicitly in his famous piece about Edom. Edom's Lakim Adam Rechel Chajib Machalitza. But this is the way the Rav said over his grandfather's Mahalach. And it sounds that way. He just doesn't say it quite Baruch Bitcha Tana there. The reason you need Edom Lakim Adam for Kedushin is to make sure that they have a very high level of Das, to ensure utter seriousness, to ensure even transcendent seriousness. So you could say that when do you need such a high level of edus bakima dover? Maybe you could say you always need some basic edus, just because we can't recognize a chalos if we have no way of telling people that it happened. But when do you need the real serious edus, right? For example, it's the famous Ritva who says that if I do kedushin and edim are watching from a peephole and I don't realize, it's not a valid kedushin. Because I didn't know their edim. I need to know their edim to make me do a real kedushin. Right? So if you say the reason we have a high standard of edus normally is in order to contribute to their das, then it could be that if kedushe bia, if the das is not so crucial in kedushe bia, if the das is not so crucial in kedushe bia, then perhaps, we don't need such a high standard of Eidos. Perhaps you can suffice the lower standard of Eidos. Maybe these are just Eidim who are Masupik Badover, just Eidim who can establish that there's grounds for thinking it.
But you know, you can go the other way also, because it's too liable to look at it as just Nus.
Okay.
It's just too close.
Okay, fair enough.
And I mean, anyway, more Das.
Yes. So I'm going to leave that as a speculation. I think the first two possibilities are very intriguing and very important. Third possibility I don't have a riot for, but I want to move on to something.
Didn't Rav Chaim say that Yibum Chalitza make the distinction between Yibum and regular Kedushin? That Yibum, since the mice is less liable to be interpreted as something else, like when you give a woman money, it might be taking care of your mother. You're giving her a present.
Okay.
When you do Bia, it's kind of clear what your intention is.
There is such thing as loss.
That's what Rav Chaim says, by Yibum.
No, I understood it differently, and I'll say how I understood it differently in a minute. I don't have too many minutes, but let's just point out, here we have the Yerushalmi, right, that a cheresh is mekadesh with bia, but not with kesef and shtar. And here we have Rashi, Mahadura Kama, who says a katan, obviously it has to be nine, or else he just doesn't have the wherewithal to do a maisa bia, but not with kesef and shtar. And then we had the Shmuel, the Yerushalmi, we'll put in parentheses because only not Bnei Noach. Ben Noach is, or Bia is Kone, Ben Noach Bli Kavana Klal. And obviously it's not Shai Kone, Kesef and Shtar, Ben Noach. More interestingly, the Merkeves, the Rambam, Lefi Merkeves HaMishnah, who says, Ones Umefate becomes Kiddushe Bia Limafreya Bishas Nisuin. But we would not say that. Bekesem Shtar, no one would say that Lafreya, you can make a birthday present. And we saw the Kedusha Yibam, right? If Imtim Tzolomar, that Yibam equals Kedusha Bia, then we have one case where Bia is Kone Bli Kavana Klal. And that's clearly not shayach to talk about in Kesef Shtar. And maybe, although I know I can't prove this. So maybe Ulai, Sarvich Rama Pichuta shall aid us because you shall be a the aid us gemura because ushtar. But again, I can't prove that, because it may be that you could always have a lower level, or it may be that it's just an etznius and has nothing to do with any oneness. The more interesting part is the whole question of what about ein adam also bilas bilas nus, right? Ein adam also bilas bilas nus. What does it mean ein adam also bilas nus, right? So a person doesn't make his bia bilas nus. Therefore, the guy who sleeps with his ex-wife in the hotel room, it's enough that we assume he slept with her. We also assume that they did kiddushin. So he wouldn't make it znus. Okay, so like, what does it mean, ein adam osa bi'iloso bi'ilos nus? And the Gemara has another case of ein adam osa bi'iloso bi'ilos nus, right? In Yevamos, they have a case of a ketana who got married, who didn't have a father, and it wasn't really deraisa marriage when they got older. So ein adam osa bi'iloso bi'ilos nus. We assume it's kiddushin bi'ah. And in Ksubas, this is very lamaisa, political case. Tanai. Mekadesh al tanai. And then does nisuin and sleeps together. Right?
That comes up. How's that
come? Okay. So the Gemara says that, now they're married. A wife only al tanai. They don't fulfill the tanai. Eidam also bilas, so bilas nas. Mestama, he wanted to do kiddushin, or he wanted to be married, b'shas bia. There's a whole machlok we've shown him, whether that means kiddushin bia, or that just means he was mochel the tanai. Okay, but maybe it means kiddushin bia. And clearly there are other cases there. The guy did Mekadesh B'Pafs B'Sham Rapruta, and Mekadesh B'Milva, and Mekadesh B'Kiddush, all these things. Well, okay, that doesn't work. So instead, when he does Kiddush Bia, he has a mind Bia. There's this assumption, by the way, this has been a big debate for almost 100 years. A Guna crisis in the modern world, right? What if the husband doesn't want to give a get? What's the most obvious solution? Very poshut. Just Akim. That's tricky. Who has power of Mefkiah? Just have every husband Mekadesh Al Tanai. These Mekadesh Al Tanai that, you know, that the Beis Din doesn't find him, you know, in contempt of court when they say he should give a get. Mekadeshes. But if it makes a couple with all the with all the pomp and circumstance, right? And say, but if my wife takes me to Beis Din and says it's right for me to give a get and I don't listen, then you were never in Kadesh in the first place. This was suggested in France, actually, before it became an issue in America. I believe it was in France 100 years ago. And all the poskim shot it down because, no, it doesn't work. Tonight, the Kiddush only works till they sleep together. Okay, nowadays, it's not 12 months. They sleep together a few hours after the Kiddush, right? once you sleep together, you're not supposed to be less of you, less. No, then you're married. And the way many of you should understand that is you're married through Kiddush Bia.
Can't sleep together all tonight?
What?
Can't sleep together all
tonight? Aha! So first of all, so that's a machlok, yes? First of all, you need Eidim every time they slept together to repeat the Tanai. Some folks can say, as long as every time they slept together they repeated the Tanai in front of Eidim, it would be good enough. But that's not so practical. Says the Shiltei Giborim, the Riaz that I put in the Makoros, what does he say? Says, even if you're Bol Al Tanai, I marry you, girl. I say, I marry you, Al Tanai, your father gives me $1 million. And then B'Shas Bia, I say, I really like you, I think we're good. I think this marriage is going to last, but Tachlis is Tachlis. I'm only Boel you, Al Tanai, I mean, I'm only want to be married in this Bia, Al Tanai, that your father gives me $1 million. Says the Shiltei Giborim, that doesn't work. Because Ein Adam Osa Bilas or Bilas Nus. It's still a Bias Ishos, not a Bias Nus. So now, let's just think for a second, what does this mean? Ein Adam Osa Bilaso Bilas Nus. You could understand this in two ways, and we don't really have time to properly explore this because the matzah baking clock is ticking, but I've never felt this pressure before. What? Chai Regoyim, yes. Halavai had Chai Regoyim.
7 minutes and 33 seconds.
The one way to understand this is, no, mamish einon also bilos bilos nos. The guy mamish has the full das kiddushin. He really makes a cheshbon in his head. I don't want to do znos because I'm a from a yid. I don't want to do znos, even though I said it was al tanai, father gave me $1 million. But that was until I realized I'd be doing znos otherwise. I don't want to be znos, I'm a from a yid. Well, I'm going to be a zona. Nah. So therefore the guy has in mind kiddushin, and the girl also. So you could say it's mamish an umdina of kavanas, mamish an umdina of das kiddushin. That's the pashup shot, right? Real da'as kiddushin. In which case, real das kiddush, I mean, the guy and the ex-wife in the hotel room, mama, she makes a cheshbon to himself, I don't want to do znus, so it's kiddush. And she makes a cheshbon to herself at the same time, and they both know each other made the cheshbon because they're very good at game theory. And likewise in all these other cases. Okay, or maybe you could say something else. Einan mos bilas bilas nus. Let's go to the Tosefta. Because it seems like a big chiddush. Says the Tosefta, says, how do you do in the beginning of our Masechet? How do you do Kiddushi Kesef? Okay, he has to say, he has to give, etc. How do you do Kiddushi Shtar, etc.? How do you do Kiddushi Biyah? Kobiyah Shu L'Shem Kiddushin is Mekudeshes, Shalom L'Shem Kiddushin is not Mekudeshes. L'Shem Kiddushin L'Shma. There's a concept called L'Shma. This ties into that Rav Chaim and Hilchos Yibam Kavanah. L'Shma. L'Shma doesn't mean Das. Das means a high level of certitude that I want to be committed to a chalos. Lishma means, I have to make matzah lishma, doesn't mean I'm committed to the chalos. Lishma means, I'm doing something in a certain way, with a certain ofi. I'm doing something in the right way.
It's
a lesser. Chalitza needs to be, lishma doesn't need das.
You mean it's a lesser level?
Yes. Lishma is kavanah, it's less than das. That's why a chirish shot to be katam can sometimes have lishma. The Gemara in Gittin says, Achirish, Shot Makavi can't write a get, for that you need das. Sorry, can't divorce, for that you need das. But they can be described to write a get if a gadol helps them, because they can have lishma.
That's only on the, according to the Rambam and many Rishonim, that's only on the tough of the get.
But midoraisa, it's on the whole get. Pashtus, according to most Rishonim. Anyway, what I'm saying is that it could be that, what's the deal? There's a fundamental difference between Kiddushei Biyah and Kesef and Shtar. Kesef and Shtar, let me answer you a very simple question. The relationship of the husband and wife, is that captured by Kesef and Shtar? No, Kesef and Shtar are formal ways of showing commitment. You could write anything in Shtar. You could write the Empire State Building. You could write a partnership. You could write a debt. You could write a marriage. Kesef, Bia, is not a formal way of showing that you want to get married. Bia is being married.
No, but that's
after all, give me a second. Be'ulas Baal, right? Think about it. Bia is called Be'ila in the Torah. Be'ila is Baal. Right, Vihibulas Baal. What does Vihibulas Baal mean? It means Uvda. She's Bulas Baal. Ali Bi'ilanas is Baal. Look at the Drusha. Bia is not a way of committing yourself to Ishus. Bia is a Metzius of Ishus. Bia is Ishus. After all, what is the marriage relationship about? It's about a lot of deep things, but the way it's expressed is V'davak v'ishtav v'hayu l'vasar echad. Remember, the Yitziv said in the Rambam, the only kinyan of Kiddushin is a shibud for Bia. Everything else, the sherek sos and ona is secondary. That's the difference between a husband and wife. And I have a lot of people who I love very much. Right? I love my talmidim very much. And I love my friends very much. And I love lots of people very much. But the difference in that and the marital relationship is, obviously, b'ulas baal. I'm in favor of loving everyone. But that, and that's a very deep relationship. And that's wonderful and special. But that has nothing to do with the marriage. You know, that's not, doesn't not, the marital relationship is different, but ulas baal, the davar b'ishtav ha'yilvasar echad. What I'm claiming is that bia is, Reb Chaim says, yibam chalitza are different. Yibam chalitza, the maisa has its own power. You just have to know what you're doing to go along. Mitzvah shrichas kavana, not das. Right, you need lishma, not das. The maisa has its own power, you just have to go along. Das means you're creating everything in your mind. The maisa is just to help you concretize what's in your mind. What I'm claiming is that maybe Kesef and Shtar are, those are masim to use your das to create Kiddushin. Bia is Ishus. Now, for Goyim according to Shmuel, Bia is automatically Ishus. Okay, we don't pass like Shmuel Menastam. And even if we did, for Jews, Bia is not automatically Ishus. After all, there's Bia's Nus also. Look in the Torah. In fact, we don't think you should do it, but there's such thing. But it could be that by Bia, you don't need full das. By Bia, you need L'Shem, L'Shma. The Bia is L'Shem Ishus. So it's Ishus, it's a Metzius of Ishus, as long as it's L'Shem Ishus. If it's L'Shem's Nus, then that's Mavkiya of the Ishus. What I'm claiming is that maybe you could say that Ein Adam also look at the Lashon Bilos and Bilos Nus, means that Bia, Bi'ila, is naturally Ishus. Unless you make it l'shem's nus. A guy goes to a prostitute. A guy picks a woman at a bar and brings her home. So that's obviously bias nus. He's doing bias nus. Guys, oma'ani sumafate, obviously that's bias nus. But if a people are in a certain marital type relationship, then maybe it's not that they're all lamdonim and they have in mind they want to do Kiddushei Biyah. Maybe they never heard of Kiddushei Biyah. Who says they ever learned Mishnayos Kiddushin? No, it's that they want to have a marital relationship. They want to be in a relationship. They view this Biyah as an expression of their long-term relationship. That's good enough. You don't need the kind of das you need in Kesef and Shtar. You just need it to be L'shem Ishus, not L'shem Znos. And that's the point. Einar also Bilos Znos. Obviously, it doesn't mean no one makes a Bilos Znos. People go to prostitutes and pay the money. It means that a person who's in a situation where there's an Ishus context surrounding what he does, where it seems to be a kosher, serious, long-term kind of context, but he might think that he'd rather do Znos. No, a stop person is not also Bilos or Bilos Znos. Right, he keeps the nature of Ishus in his Bia and doesn't turn it into a Bias Nos. Again, unless we see that he's sleeping around. But a stam person in the ambiguous situation where there's some context of long-term relationship going on here doesn't want to make it Nos, wants to do this in a way of Ishus. And therefore he doesn't need full das, he doesn't need to think of, you know, well, I'm Mekikas Moshe V'Yisrael, and I'm Kedushay Biya, and exactly. Oder v'nichse gerika sovashim shalul okana. Right? If someone does a kinyan to land, and he thinks it already belongs to him, that's not a valid kinyan, because he didn't have in mind he's kona with this maisa. Maybe by Biya, you don't need that. You don't need to have in mind I'm kona with this maisa and this the halacha. You just need to have in mind that you're in an ishus relationship, and this is an expression of that relationship. And then Meila, once you have that in mind, Meila, it creates an ishus relationship, which would explain why a chirish and a katan can do it according to some tales. Because you don't need full, by the way, whether a chirish and a katan can have kavana is a big suya all over shas, very unclear.
Beginning
okay,
of
beginning of Chulin, right, exactly. That's
pages,
the big one.
Pages
and pages in the beginning of Chulin. So we understand why there'd be a difference of opinions about this. Okay, I see that our time is up and I haven't really fleshed out everything I wanted to flesh out. Right. I apologize, as usual. I'm bad at scheduling my time. But you see, what I'm trying to say here is that maybe, clearly, these shitas, right, would make... Now, you don't have to agree to any of these shitas, right? All these shitas are only one possibility, right? But at least, you know, what is the yesod of these shitas? You could disagree with these shitas, right? All of these are shitas we don't have to paskin like, and we don't paskin like. But what are the yesod of these shitas? La'anias daiti is that
bia
l'shein ishus is Mitzias of Ishus, not a formal kinyan of Ishus.
That's leaving some of the residue of Ben Noach here.
What?
That's
letting Ben Noach influence, but right. Letting Ben Noach influence is exactly what the Tosfos Yerushalmi is doing here. And here I'm saying maybe they're arguing about Bia. Rashi would say, not like Madur Kama, whoever wrote that Madur Kama of Rashi. Rashi would say, no, Bia is just like Kesef and Shtar, is a formal kinyan unrelated to Bnei Noach. But maybe the Tosri Yazak would say, no, Bia is a mitzios of Ishos, similar to Bnei Noach. Not make Bnei Noach closer to Yisrael. Make Yisrael closer to Bnei Noach. At least in Kedushei Biyah. Now, closer doesn't mean the same. We're not eliminating Kedushei Yisrael. Okay, we're in the middle of a thought here. I just want to... We'll see how it's coming together and then I'll just add in some details. But just... I apologize. To summarize, I want to say there's a chakira, two fundamentally different ways to see Kedushei Biyah. Number one is, there's a trio, a shlishia, Kesef Shtar Biyah, different meisim, same basic way of working. They're all formal kinyanim. You say, no, Kesem and Shtar are formal kinyanim. B is not a formal kinyanim. It's a mitzias of Ishus. Now, it needs to be L'shem Kiddushin and not L'shem Znos. It needs to be L'shem Ishus, not L'shem Znos. But it doesn't need das. You don't have to think, I am hereby using my power to create a chalos. You just have to think, I'm expressing my relationship. And as long as you're expressing your relationship, then that creates mitzias Ishus. And that explains all these shitas. And by Yivam, you just say it automatically creates the Mitzias because you're already in a relationship, whether you like it or not. And I think that Kol would pick up with two different ways of understanding, you know, also Bilos and Bilos Nos, If B is a regular Kenyan Kedushin, then you're putting a lot in their heads. If B is a Metzias of Ishus, then it's much more Mestaber. You're not putting so much in their heads. You're just saying, well, they probably don't want to do Znos. They're probably trying to express a relationship. And maybe that's good enough. Okay, that will affect a lot of issues. We'll have to fill in the details of this next time, and we're going to go on in the Gemara till the two dots, a third of the way through Daf Yud, Amud Aleph.
Did the Rambam? No, we just walked the Rambam.